If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Kaya Biz with Google Atom 4P.
On Kaya959. On the street, on the air.
23 minutes after 6 o'clock. If you happen to be a property owner or an aspirant one, come a little bit closer to the speaker. Because typically when we talk to banks, we find out that they've had to tighten up their lending criteria. And again, in a very tough market because interest rates are at significantly high levels. 11.75% is what we see in terms of prime. But that doesn't mean that South Africans aren't showing interest in actually purchasing property. And to help us unpack this further, as we do see that there's rising house prices indicate a resurgent residential property market, the CEO of Better Bond, a bond originator, Brad Bendel, joins us now for more. Brad, such a pleasure to have you with us and welcome to the show, Mr. Bendel. Whoops, not sure what's happening there, but we'll work around the system, unmuting any necessary mics and, of course, making sure that we can hear our speakers clearly. We'll also double check that just to make sure that the audio is perfect. But essentially, we are going to have a conversation with Brad Bendel. He will be joining us in just a moment. We can see him and he's online, essentially to help us talk through the recent Better Bond property brief for April 2024. It essentially shows a 7.8% increase in bond applications for the first 3 months of this year, despite the highest interest rate level seen since 2024. So this does give us some perspective. It essentially means that you and I, even though we faced with more expensive access to home loans and mortgages, but we're still doing our best to actively apply for them. So Brad Bendel joins us now, the CEO of Better Bond. Mr. Bendel, such a pleasure to speak to you. Welcome to Kaya Biz, sir. Oh, Brad, I think you might be struggling to hear us or we might be struggling to hear you, but I'll tell you what, we're going to work on the audio dynamics and try to get you on the telephone line instead of Zoom just to make sure that we can get you clearly. So please do hold on and stay with us because this is a critical conversation. And why does it matter? Well, if you think about banking institutions and the support that they are given by bond origination companies, they essentially help you and I. Because instead of going to every single bank looking for a better interest rate and 100% home loan, if you go through a bond originator like Better Bond and many of their peers in the industry, they do that work for you by processing your documents once off and then negotiating the terms and conditions or sharing with you what the outcomes are. You then would then have the flexibility to negotiate the terms and conditions based on the strength of your credit score. I guess even your savviness around working through these terms and conditions. But why this matters is because if you rewind back to the time when we were in the pandemic, 2020 came about, interest rates dropped significantly. The South African Reserve Bank came forward to actually follow through with a decline in interest rates to make sure that we could keep and protect ourselves from rising inflation and, of course, the spending habits of South Africans. Since then, November 2021, in November 2022, that's where we started seeing interest rates spiking up quite significantly. And that has added strain, especially to South Africans who happen to be indebted. But despite this, South Africans are still looking to apply for mortgages. Brad Bendel joins us now, CEO of Better Bond. Third time lucky now, Mr. Bendel. I'm hoping you can hear us loud and clear.
No, they're good. I'm sorry about that. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. Technology is a great friend, but it can be a fickle one at times, right? So,
correct, I agree.
Definitely. But one thing that doesn't seem to be fickle is the South African property purchaser or investor. Through the peaks and the troughs, it seems as though we really have a heightened appetite to purchase property. And I'm surprised by the outcomes of your latest property brief for April, which shows that there's been a 7.8% increase in bond applications in the last 3 months. I thought South Africans couldn't afford to buy property.
Yeah, I mean, we're really happy to see this, and we're really hoping that this is a sign that the property market is on the verge of a comeback in anticipation of lower interest rates. I think it's too early to really sort of shout from the rooftops, but nevertheless, you know, given the fact that we've been in a declining market for some time now as a result of the increasing interest rates, we're very happy to see this because, I mean, it's a really, really positive sign that the market has bottomed out.
And I think this is also important because it also helps us understand the behavior of South African consumers that perhaps they're even just testing their affordability as interest rates are slightly higher. Is that some of the feedback you get from applicants?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, I think first-time home buyers certainly, you know, they don't understand the difference between a low interest rate market or a high interest rate market. I think affordability plays a big role in everything we do on a day-to-day basis. You know, these signs, certainly in Q1, we've seen first-time home buyer activity increase. Mm. We've seen all buyers increase. So, you know, we take what we can get at the moment.
Sure.
And you know, given the fact that the MPC has not raised interest rates for some time now, you know, we're really hoping that we see interest rates decrease in the latter part of this year. There's no guarantee, of course, and there are many factors that influence the local interest rates. But we really are hoping that we've seen the end of a increasing interest rate cycle.
You and I both, fingers are crossed, at least a 50 basis points decrease before the, I guess, the fourth quarter of this year would be great. But analysts plead differently. And even the governor of the SARB himself has been mentioning that inflation is still too hot. I'm intrigued by something you mentioned earlier, though, Brad, is that this is still first-time home buyer activity. And what we have witnessed over the last few years is that the profile of the first-time property purchaser is actually changing. Share some insight with us, you know, in terms of their age group, where they're located, how much they might be earning, how much they're buying for.
Yeah, so I mean, it has changed a lot over the last while. Certainly, since 2019, we're seeing the average national home loan for first-time buyers is around about 105 million, which is fairly steep if you think about it. You know, I'm much older than most of you, but I would never have dreamed of buying a home for 105 million when I was a first time home buyer.
Sure.
But nevertheless, it's all positive. As I said, we're seeing some activity across the country in terms of first time home buyers. We've seen really, really nice activity in the Western Cape, Greater Pretoria region, Joburg Northwest, Mpumalanga, KwaZulu-Natal,
wow.
Joburg Southeast. I think the lowest first-time buyer activity is in the Northwest and Eastern Cape. But even there, we've seen some increases.
Got you. And I think that does make sense because typically a lot more of the activity would be in urban areas, as you've mentioned, the Joburgs, the Durbans and the Cape
yeah.
Towns. And the price range that first-time home buyers are buying for?
Yeah, as I said, 105 million is the average, but it ranges right from 750 right up to 1.3. So, you know, that's the sort of sweet spot for first time home buyers.
Mm. And are banks being receptive to these applications? It's one thing to see an increase in applications, but are they actually seeing, 100% competitive interest rates?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the perception is that the banks have pulled back, but in truth, they have not. Certainly, their credit scoring is different because that has to deal with the current environment that we're in. So affordability is playing a big part in terms of the way the bank view a potential homeowner. But the banks are willing to lend, and I think that's really, really important for people to know that, you know, if you position your home loan correctly, then the banks will look favorably upon that person.
Mm. And that's important. I'm also keen to understand if this means that we as South African consumers are getting our financial life and perhaps credit health in check, because that plays a significant influence in the quality of our outcomes.
Yeah, absolutely. The reality is that, you know, when interest rates were at 7%, I think we saw lending run a little bit, probably a little bit more aggressively than people expected. So, you know, we're expecting that when interest rates decrease, and we think that the correct level is around about 10%, so that's a 1.75% decrease from where it is now at 11.75%. That we'll see further increase in activity, but you know the lending in this country is done very well. The banks are run very well. Our financial institutions are extremely advanced. And I do think that whilst, you know, we would have seen the economy and particularly the consumer come under pressure over the last while because of inflation and high interest rates, I don't think we're anywhere near what we experienced in the financial crisis and the years after that. So I don't think there's any reason to panic. Let the interest rates come down and the activity increase.
100%. As you say, no reason to panic. Let interest rates come down and then the activity increase. The outlook then for the remainder of the year, I'm assuming that this is still heavily dependent on the central bank.
Yeah, look, it's there are many factors that I play at the moment. I mean, the reality is we don't know what the American economy is going to do. We don't, you know, Europe's in a bit of a mess. And, you know what happens. America sneezes and we catch a cold. So it's difficult to say what's going to happen at the moment. There's some negative outlook over the next sort of 6 months. There's some very positive outlook over the next 6 months. We've taken a conservative view and looked at a interest rate decrease around about November of 25 to 50 basis points. But I don't think we're going to see a lot of movement during the course of this year. So, you know, it's still necessary for the consumers to tighten their belts or to keep their belts tight and not overspend and get their affairs in order.
100%. And as you're really offering solid suggestions there to make sure that many more South Africans can ride an easy wave in terms of property purchases just by making sure that they get their credit scores in order and practice better financial health. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Brad. Really appreciate your time and your patience with us today.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me once again.
Thank you. That's the CEO of BetterBond, Brad Bendel, joining us this evening to help us unpack the BetterBond property brief for the month of April, basically showing that despite the high interest rates we see in South Africa, 11.75% over the last 2 years, South Africans, you and I, are still actively applying for home loans, having seen a 7.8% increase in bond applications in just the first 3 months of this year.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.